It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Danny Royer. Danny is COO and co-founder of Growers Insight. Great to see you.
Good to be here at the World Ag Expo today.
So a little background about Danny. Did you grow up in ag?
Kind of. 4-H and FFA starting in fourth grade were ingrained in my blood. So as much as those organizations tied me to agriculture, I was tied to agriculture.
And now tell me about Growers Insight. What's that?
So Growers Insight is the culmination of the last kind of 15 years of my work experience of integrating and implementing technology on farm. I've designed an audit process that allows us to kind of fly in, land on a farm operation, spend a day or 5 days auditing their current state and looking at different systems in their operations, and then leaving them with a 3 to 5 year technology roadmap that also gives them an implementation plan for each of the technologies that we might be suggesting they look at over that 3 to 5 year period. The idea is to just significantly increase the effectiveness and adoption rate of technology in agriculture.
So when we talk about technology, man, you're talking about a pretty deep well there of different technologies, whether we're talking about precision ag or we're talking about drones. Does this incorporate it all?
It covers everything. And you know, what's interesting is there's a lot of cool things like drones and sensors and imagery out there, but a lot of the technology that we're starting out with growers is very business infrastructure focused. So helping growers come up with things like job descriptions and organizational charts so that when they go to implement a technology, there's real clarity about who's responsible for what, because there's a lot of change happening in how we do our work with technology. And if we aren't creating clarity on how what that change is, we can run into a lot of hiccups.
So years ago when we were hiring somebody on the farm, we were looking for a certain skill set. Are you suggesting maybe the skill sets have changed a bit?
I'm thinking that the skill sets are changing. The competencies required to be a farmer in the 21st century are different than they were in the 20th. And one of the biggest ones is digital competence. So when you're hiring on your farm now, you need somebody who can track their own Apple ID and password and log into their iPhone on themselves. So an increase in digital competence is definitely needed across the industry right now.
Now, when we talk about California ag, we're talking about it's as diverse as technology is as well, whether we're talking about grapes and the vineyards or whether we're talking about oranges or cotton. So is it possible to take everything that you're doing into any operation?
Yeah, I mean, the idea, I have a pretty eclectic background in terms of cropping systems, and the idea is that we're going to give you a custom solution. So there's different types of solutions for different cropping systems. If you're a permanent crop or you're a row crop or maybe you're both. I also would say that the type of water in California that you have is a big determining factor in where you're prioritizing decisions or just the cropping system and how it's harvested and how much labor is required. So our process is taking into account all of the unique impacts that agriculture, specifically in California, has to deal with and helping you prioritize and come up with a strategy on how to deal with them.
So let me take it a little different angle here, because we have all this technology, we have all these data points. Is it possible to start plugging those in and finding out what's making us money and areas that maybe we're not making money?
I think that is a great question. I think there is a lot of opportunity on farm to find the 3 to 5% in efficiencies in different sectors, whether it's in, you know, your equipment management systems or your application systems or maybe even your labor systems. And it's those 3 to 5% margins that we're really trying to hone in and find. And one of the big challenges we have with finding that 3 to 5% though is that ag, we iterate one crop a year. You know, sometimes some guys get two. But that means that, you know, in order to get that trend analysis, that data over time that allows us to see a trend, it takes 3 to 5 years, and investing in a system for 3 to 5 years without a very clear return can be a challenge. So along with identifying some of those trends, you're also looking for solutions that can help you with your current state and workflow and help you today. So that's something definitely to be thinking about.
And I think it opens the door just to ask you the question about ownership of data. That's another area that, you know, I think guys have just got big question marks now.
So I think that this question is going to become less and less of an issue as generationally you see a shift in leadership on farm. Our data, so we collect a lot of data from growers, and our data agreement is that it is your data individualized. However, we can aggregate it and anonymize it and use it. That's standard to basically what an Instagram or a Facebook or a Google is doing. So I think that the fear around what people are going to do with the data is a little bit misguided, because frankly, most growers I talk to don't know what to do with their data. So why are you so concerned about what other people are going to do, especially if it's anonymized and aggregated?
So last one here for you. Look in, actually, it's a two-part question. First off, I want you to look into the crystal ball. What do you see coming down the road? Maybe it's 5 years or 10 years down the road, but what do you see, and is it exciting?
So I think in the next 5 years, the idea that you're going to have robotics on farm and you're going to have autonomous equipment on farm is a absolute reality, and it's super exciting. I think it's not going to be what people are thinking. It's not going to be harvesting. It's going to be small weeders running, you know, your Roomba-type solutions, much smaller scale, but you're going to have fully autonomous. I also think that in the next 5 years, our drone situation with the FAA and the regulatory side of that is going to loosen up, and you're going to see a huge jump in autonomous UAV applications, not just from quadcopter styles, but also from fixed wing.
And then the last one now is... You had the opportunity to talk to a room full of farmers, but if you could just offer any advice, any words of wisdom, if you will, or direction for producers as they navigate this new technology road, what would you tell them?
You know, I'm going to pitch myself. Take my grower survey. Take the Growers Insight grower survey. That is a great way to start the process. If you're not going to do that, you got to do something, though. It's too late. If you haven't started looking at technology and how you're going to incorporate it into what you're doing, you're already behind. So you need to do something. So my advice would be to do something. But the best thing you could do would be take the Growers Insight survey and start there.
It's great to see you. We wish you the best in 2020.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Denny Royers, COO and co-founder of Growers Insight, online at growersinsight.com. That's growersinsight.com. From the 2020 World Ag Expo in Tulare, I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.